What's your experience been with the Children's Aid Society while she's been in foster care?
Well, let's see. Where do you start? With the new workers that she would get every week or 2 weeks? Or, you know, the fact that she'd be in one home for 2 weeks and they'd send her somebody else, somewhere else for two more weeks? You know, she hasn't finished a grade of school since grade 6. They put her on birth control at age 13.
So you're saying the Children's Aid Society put your daughter on birth control at 13 years of age?
Yes.
Which Children's Aid Society was this?
It was a mixed Children's Aid. It was from Durham and Belleville. Because they shuffled her from region to region. I mean, they've had her everywhere from Oshawa to Belleville to up by Ottawa.
Do you think that it's done a lot of harm to her being in the Children's Aid?
Well, considering she's a drug addict now, and that she's been with many men, most of them over the age of 18.
And did she meet these men while she was in the Children's Aid Society?
Oh, yes. Well, she was AWOL from their various groups or group homes. She told them every time they put her in a new group home, she said, I'm just going to run away from here. I don't want to be in a group home. Right? And they just kept putting her in new ones, and she just kept running away. There were several family members willing to take her.
And she wasn't given that opportunity?
No.
Was it presented to the Children's Aid Society?
Oh, yes. She went AWOL from... wasn't that detention center. It was the other one. They put her in 3 detention centers as well. While she was under their care, she was charged with probably 8 or 9 crimes. I guess I was hoping that they would be having to have a little accountability, the fact that they're not even looking for her.
Is there a search out by the police?
There is one officer investigating it, and he's in Ottawa. The Children's Aid has not had any follow-up with the police in the area she either went AWOL in or the area that she first came under their jurisdiction in. They just seem wanting to sweep her under the carpet, and they're completely ignoring the fact that she was in their care. They knew that this was a child with a history of running away, yet they put her in a foster care home with no locked door policy, no supervision like that. So it was... They had foreseeable knowledge that she was going to run away again. And they did nothing to prevent it.
Do you have any idea why they might have done that?
Because they didn't want to be bothered anymore with her.
So you think that they just kind of let her get up?
I had 2 of her social workers say, you know, I can't have her on my case. We're going to get her a new worker because I just can't deal with this anymore. Well, I'm sorry, but that's their job. And they just shuffled her from worker to worker and group home to group home and until she ran, which is exactly what they wanted. And now nobody knows where she is.
And you don't think anybody cares, eh?
Nobody cares. The only person who has been in contact with me at all is the officer in Ottawa. And I mean, she was only in Ottawa, in foster care in Ottawa, for a couple of months. Like, the CAS in Durham and in Quincy, where she was under their care for years, they have not even contacted the police in that area. It's like they're just sweeping her under the rug. They proved nothing in court documents, nothing at all. I have the court documents starting when this very first started. I've got them all. And there's no doctor's report. No nothing. I have postnatal depression after I had my daughter, and I was over that by the time she was 6 months old. I got my family doctor to write a letter to them, and it said, you know, would you leave her alone? She's fine. There's nothing wrong with her. Like, it was ridiculous. It was like they had decided, because I was young, and I was in a vulnerable spot because I was low income at the time, and, you know, I was a young parent. They just saw a target and went right for it. And yes, my daughter would certainly not be in the situation she is now if she hadn't been shuffled to so many homes and her life upturned. She's been in so many schools and so many classes. She never finished a year. Since they took her, she never finished 1 year in school in the same class. I found in her diaries when she took out of our house. They didn't even let her take her possessions, right? And I did. I read her diary. In there, there's your statement that she got raped while she was living in one of the group homes, and that she didn't feel she could tell anyone about it.
Do you still have that diary?
I do.